latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Prices for old vinyl are sky high, and collecting records is now a legitimate investment on a par with stamps and coins. In the US, Christian artists such as Sandy Patty and Buddy Green are commanding between $700 and $1,430 on Amazon.com. Sandy Patty is a middle-of-the-road Christian singer known for her wide vocal range, and Buddy Green's best known for co-writing the Christmas song Mary Did You Know. New copies of Larry Norman's LP The Tune are fetching $600, with used copies selling from just under $160. New copies of the Dixie Hummingbirds LP, Will the Lord Be With Me, are commanding just under $500. This traditional gospel group inspired Jackie Wilson and James Brown and helped create soul music in the 60s. Copies of the second chapter of Acts 1978 Mansion Builder are going from just under $300. 10-inch vinyl editions of the Daniel Amos 1980 EP Horrendous Disc from $300, and the Daniel Amos self-titled LP $265. But it's not just classic albums from the 60s, 70s and 80s that are attracting the big money. Vinyl copies of The Almost's 2007 album Southern Weather commands almost $100. The album features Aaron Gillespie, who's best known as the drummer for Under Oath. Switchfoot's 2005 set Nothing Is Sound is going for $218, and Anne Boleyn's 2011 album Cities consistently sells for $200. It's obvious that rare vinyl is now a big business. Christian music historian Martin Fawkes says some records are becoming what he calls speculative investments.
Some people are buying records in the assumption that they're going to increase in value, and that's probably the worst reason to be collecting. Because if you're doing it, chances are thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of people around the world have got the same idea. And it's all about scarcity, not commodity. In other words, if there are so many around, chances are that in 10, 20, 30 years, people are still going to be able to get a copy at a reasonable price.
He says prices are increasing for records with the trifecta of collectability, that is condition, rarity, and desirability.
Well, condition means mint or close to it. So if you've got it in the original shrink wrap, that's fantastic. Even the smallest amount of surface wear reduces the value considerably. So if you've got dents on the corners, fingerprints on the cover, if the neighbour's kids have drawn a moustache on Amy Grant's face, you've lost it. This also means your chances of finding a valuable treasure in the junk shop is practically zero.
Martin says the phenomenon continues despite most of the music having been re-released on CD.
Well, a serious collector is always looking for first edition release in the original sleeve, or maybe a scarce or unusual foreign edition. It's the same way that philatelists want the first issue of a stamp. It's called the trophy mentality. Serious collectors and an increasing number of investors get a kick out of having something unusual that few other people have.
Sadly, not all Christian music pioneers are faring as well as those we mentioned. Some, let's say some classic albums by Petra, The Imperials, David Meese and Chuck Gerrard, for example, haven't stood the test of time, with some second-hand vinyl titles going for $6 and in one case, 50 cents. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.